Hi, I'm Melissa Fetterman. I serve as the Troy Hoff Chair for Health Planning at the Center for Community Solutions.
And I'm Dani Carlson. I'm the Director of Communications and Digital Strategy here. I'm sitting down with Melissa. Melissa, we're going to have a conversation today.
Absolutely. So we thought that there was really no better time to be talking about maternal health and decreasing rates of maternal mortality, you know, than Mother's Day.
So, Melissa, what has your process been with this? Why did you start getting interested in researching maternal mortality and morbidity? Why is this something that you've spent so much time and energy on?
Yeah, absolutely. So, really, the work was led by Tara Branton, our policy director in our Columbus office. And I was grateful to be able to join her in this work this year, because what we saw is when she started blogging about this issue last year, impacted women began coming out of the woodwork, and it really made the issue that much more real in Ohio. And we realized that there was a disconnect between the conversations that we're having in communities around infant mortality and maternal health. And one of Tara's blogs referred to putting, you know, maternal back into maternal and infant health, because we know that healthy pregnancies begin with a healthy mom. And so that really was a piece that we felt was missing from the work. And then when we saw that there could be a policy solution to the surveillance issue, it felt like the perfect first place to start.
So what's going on with maternal health? That's something that you've been paying a lot of attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Community Solutions really started following the situation with maternal mortality and severe maternal morbidity around a year ago, more so actually. The state was responding to high rates of infant mortality. And at that time, you know, there were some national reports increasingly calling for more attention to be paid to maternal deaths related to pregnancy, as well as severe maternal morbidity, as it's known, which is a significant health complication related to pregnancy that results in either a short or long-term negative health outcome for the women. And so we began to explore this in Ohio about a year ago, and we found that while we had a pregnancy-associated Mortality Review Committee, or a PAMR, as it was called, in practice, and this was hosted by the Ohio Department of Health, the committee really was unable to produce timely data on these tragic events in Ohio. And we understood almost immediately that there could be a policy solution to this to ensure timely data was received at the Department of Health for the committee's review process. You know, we're able to right now look at HIV data, infant mortality data in a very timely way, which results in very targeted interventions where they're needed most. So we knew that with a more robust process supported in statute, we could monitor and understand and respond to trends in maternal mortality and morbidity among Ohio women. And so getting back to the budget, of course, you know, the budget is a huge bill. It's a huge opportunity for legislation in Ohio. And while Minority Leader Amelia Sykes has brought much attention to this issue in the legislature in recent months and was discussing a bill, the executive budget included language supporting the Pregnancy-Associated Mortality Review Committee in Ohio, and we're really thrilled to see that.
So talk a little bit about why is data something that you're focusing on, that Community Solutions is focusing on?
So nationally, over half of maternal deaths are considered preventable. And so we want to ensure, you know, the health of Ohio moms as well. And prioritizing improved surveillance, we have better data, is really the first step. The last year we have data for in Ohio is 2014. It is really hard to plan programs and services that can prevent maternal deaths in Ohio if we don't know where they're happening, if we don't know which women are being impacted.
So basically, it's really hard to figure out the solution to the problem if you don't know exactly how severe the problem is.
That's exactly right. So when we think of surveillance, and that's, you know, a systematic and routine collection and analysis of health data to really inform our services and our programs, that's what we need to be doing better in Ohio around maternal mortality and morbidity, again, as a first step.
What progress have we seen?
Well, so far in the budget bill, the approved House version strengthened the language from the executive budget, and it codified the PAMR committee. So that's an excellent first step. We support really continuing to strengthen the language through the budget process. We know that timeliness of the data, so that will require case reporting requirements and also routine and, you know, preferably annual reports out to the community. Are hugely important. Also, surveillance and reporting of maternal morbidity. So those are also referred to as near misses. So not just deaths, but those severe complications related to pregnancy. We also really need to be looking at those. Any of those could essentially end in maternal death, and we can learn from them as well.
There might be some people out there who hear us talking about, you know, adding a couple of words to the budget, adding just like a little bit of language to the budget, and think, well, it's just like 5 or 6 words. Why is that really a big deal? Why is this a big deal?
It's a big deal because we have the ability, through improved surveillance, to better target our services to Ohio women. We have seen the impact on things like HIV rates and infant mortality rates when we better targeted our services, our programs, and our resources. And we can be doing the same thing to improve maternal health in Ohio. It will become the law, essentially. So it will allow the Ohio Department of Health to better collect the data it needs to understand the issue in Ohio. The department does extensive outreach to investigate these deaths and doesn't always receive a timely response to their requests. So those are the types of things that in statute can ensure that they have the data they need to produce the reports to inform community in our response. Of course, we want to, you know, do more, you know, hopefully once the PAMR and the data collection is codified as far as intervention and what that looks like. But again, this is really the first place to start.
And obviously we're talking about it a little bit too, because I mean, Mother's Day.
Yeah, there's no better time to be having this conversation. I'm Melissa Fetterman.
And I'm Dani Carlson.
And thank you again for listening.
Bye-bye.